Talking with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about where we stand right now on State Question 777, right to farm. We're still, I know, as far as the ag industry is concerned, we still seem to be trying to raise funds. And I know that that's a part of where we still stand.
Yeah, that's a process that's going to continue right up until Election Day, if you will, because it's just that important. But you're absolutely right. It's very important that we raise funds. Everywhere we go, we're talking to producers, to folks to say, hey, we need some funds to defend ourselves on this, because we know that our adversaries, if we look at Missouri and what they did in Missouri 2 weeks out before the general election when they held their right to farm vote, we know that our adversaries are going to come with their message of deception and falseness, and they're going to be well funded. HSUS has made it very clear that this is a priority for them to defeat. They want to continue placing restrictions on livestock producers, and they're well funded in order to do that. So it's vitally important that that we raise funds. And what's interesting about this, Ron, is that, you know, those $20 checks, those $25 checks mean so much. Producers don't have to, if they want to write a big check, hey, we love it and we'll take it. But it's so important as well to write just whatever check you can towards this program. Even if it's just, if you want a large sign, a 4x8 sign, which we're going to roll out after the 4th of July, help us pay for that sign. A $50 check will really help pay for that so we can continue to produce those signs and get the word out. Those types of things that might seem little are actually very big in this type of process. So we encourage folks to consider that.
We're really starting to see the messages of the groups that are against 777. They're really starting to kind of crystallize a little bit. What are you seeing? What caught your attention as much as anything?
It continues to interest me that water continues to be one of their primary objections, which. You know, again, we've done several things to eliminate that from the discussion, and I think rational people will understand that this idea that they're trying to continue to use water is really more. I like what Roy Lee Lindsay, my friend over at the Pork Council, said. You know, that's a boogeyman. It's just not there. We passed HB 2446. Water is a compelling state interest. We codified that in state law. All of agriculture has said water is a compelling state interest. Rational Oklahomans all agree water is a compelling state interest. So this shouldn't be part of the discussion. And yet they continue to want to do that. I think that shows their desperateness and their kind of their scaredy tactics of trying to motivate voters to be afraid and therefore vote no on State Question 777. So that's really been surprising to me. Again, we're going to continue to attack that straight on and say this isn't about water. This is about protecting our ability to continue to produce food, a wide variety of food and affordable food, so that Oklahomans can go to the grocery store and enjoy a vast selection of great foods that will help them and meet their budget, whatever that budget might be. That's the message that we need to be continuing.
The other thing I'm really hearing from some of the opponents and folks that are just kind of thinking out loud about 777, big versus small agriculture.
Yeah, that's another one. And that one's probably not quite as much as water, but it is still there. Really, again, not an issue. Oklahoma is family farms. If you look at all of the family of the farms in Oklahoma, they're all family entities. Even the limited corporations, the LLCs, are family entities. Very, very, very minute amount of land that's owned by corporations in the strictest sense of corporations. It's all family farms. These are family farmers who, many of them multi-generational. If we drill down in for us into the cattle industry, you know, I think about folks who are their fourth generation farmers and ranchers. I think, you know, the Messners up in who have the oldest purebred sale in the state of Oklahoma, the Hereford sale that they have up in Northwest. Van Messner's now running that operation. And I think about Milt, his dad, and granddad, and they settled that place in a dugout. I mean, that's who we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So they want to bring up this big and little concept. Right to farm protects all of agriculture, whether you're what we might call a conventional, you raise cattle on grass and then put them in a feed yard, or whether you're a completely grass-fed type operation, it protects them both. If you prefer to send your beef through a local farmer's market, it protects that farmer to do that as well. If you're a vegetable farmer and sell to directly to a grocery store, or even to maybe a wholesale type producer, or if you want to be organic, it protects all of those entities so that you have the freedom to do what you need to do to produce the types of products that your consumers are asking you for. That's what the beauty of Right to Farm is.
What's the call to action to our agricultural community at this point in your mind?
Yeah, I think the call to action right now is number one. We need funds. Again, we can talk about yuckiness of an election, if you will, but we need funds. The second thing is don't assume that everyone in your local rural community is well informed and is on board. Talk about it. Put a bumper sticker on your vehicle and then use that to talk about it. Put a sign up on a place, especially if you have some roadside frontage. But talk about right to farm in your local communities, because I think one of the things that will hurt us if we assume that rural Oklahoma is going to vote for this, there's going to be a lot of state questions on the ballot, a lot of controversial state questions on the ballot. So it's vitally important that we raise our state question to the level of importance that people will want to go to the ballot to vote yes, rather than go in and go, oh, wait a minute, what's this one? I'm not prepared. I don't know. Therefore, I'm going to vote no. So we need to be vigilant about that. So share that message with your local folks, your neighbors. Don't assume rural Oklahoma. And then the next thing is share that with your urban friends. We all have urban family and friends that we know in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Share that message with them. It's vitally important that we do that right now.